make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, October 21st goes to two brothers from upstate New York named Justin and Jared Goss. Justin is 21 and Jared is 33, and both of them were indicted last week on second-degree murder charges. See, these two brothers left their grandmother to die. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love my big mama, and I miss her every day. Rosalie Ford was her name. She transitioned in 2006, okay? When I'm home in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, I go sit on her porch and pray and meditate, and I always get the clarity I'm looking for. I was just there Sunday, okay? That's my mother's mother. And the endowment fund that I started at South Carolina State to provide scholarships for young women is in honor of her and my mother, because Ford, of course, is my mother's maiden name, my grandmother's last name, okay? The Ford Family Scholarship. I'm saying all that to say I love my grandmother, all right? Grandsons should do any and everything for our grandmothers, okay? That's the woman who raised, you know, one of your parents and your funky ass too, okay? But Justin and Jared clearly don't feel like that. See, Justin and Jared left their 82-year-old grandmother to die. All right, there was a house fire and their grandmother died in the house. Now, two able-bodied men should be able to save their grandmother. And before you say, no, Charlamagne, you don't know what was going on in that house. You don't know how bad the fire was. Grandma may have been trapped somewhere and they couldn't get to her. Before you jump to any of those dumbass conclusions, just know that those two brothers did save some stuff from out of that house. They were able to collect some things. And clearly those things were more important then, Grandma. Let's go to WETM NBC 18 for the report, please.
Two brothers are behind bars, and they were charged with second-degree murder after a meth lab fire that killed their 82-year-old grandmother in Riverside. Today, those charges have been changed to manslaughter. The brothers allegedly saved their meth equipment from the May fire, but left Gladys and Willow inside the home. The Steuben County District Attorney Brooks Baker tells 18 News that after Jared and Justin removed their equipment from the home, they went for cigarettes and did not report the Riverside fire. Both brothers are also facing multiple reckless endangerment charges for every firefighter who responded, as well as tampering with evidence.
What would Walter White from Breaking Bad do? Look, I've never done meth. I've never sold meth. I don't know what the high is like. I don't know what the money is like. But, bruh, I just don't think nothing is better than grandma's love. That high can't be better than grandma's love. I don't even know anyone who's done meth. So our producer Daniel looked up this guy named CG Kid on YouTube, and he's a drug addiction educator. He's done every drug under the sun, and he speaks about his past experiences with drugs. And this is what he said about meth.
For me, it made me really crazy. It would be like I'm trying to get my keys to go out and do something, and it's 4 hours later, and I've done like 100 things, and I got nothing done, and I still haven't got my damn keys. Like, I was just, it was almost like being super ADHD, and like very hyper aware of my surroundings, and it also made me very fiendy. I remember always wanting more meth.
Nothing about what he described just now sounds better than anything Grandma provides. In fact, it sounds like the opposite. Grandma should calm you. All right? Even though my grandmother had very bad anxiety, she still had a calming spirit, okay? And then you think about the sweet potato pies and the stewed chicken and gravy with rice over the gravy and some string beans and peach cobblers and hamburgers with no bun, just the Wonder White bread, and just the most common sense knowledge and wisdom that a human with that kind of age and life experience can provide. Look, I don't care if she was 82 and probably didn't have many summers left. That's your grandma, okay? Do you know how much I miss my grandma? I would love to get another day with my grandma, because that's absolutely a love I took for granted when I was younger. She used to love Wendy's french fries, and I would love to be able to take her through that Wendy's drive-thru one more time so she can get some hot fries. The moral of the story is you can get more meth. You can get more meth equipment, but you can't get another grandmother. Now, Justin and Jared are facing second-degree murder charges, and I wish that they got a greater charge, because they showed no remorse. They went to buy cigarettes and didn't even report the fire. Yes, you heard me right. They went to buy cigarettes and didn't even report the fire. Let me tell you guys something. It's going to come a moment, Justin and Jared, where you all have a clear head. You're going to be sober, and this is going to haunt you for the rest of your lives. You chose meth and meth equipment over your grandmother. That trauma, the trauma that will cause you, I doubt you'll ever hear from. You'll ever heal from, okay? Now, I was going to insult your intelligence and play a game of guess what race it is, but I'm not wasting any of our people's time, okay? Look at the screen. Look at Revolt. And if you don't have Revolt, I don't want to play the game, Drum. This is obvious. Oh, you want to run it through the computer? All right, let's do a little generated game, a little computer generated game of guess what race it is, okay? Upstate New York, Justin and Jared went back to save their meth equipment, let their grandmother die in a fire. I need more.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
That one too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw. Just
give me another one.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
There you go. Easy to see what these people are.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.